bait.
Worm.
And they follow worms. Have you ever followed anything else in that and add another worm?
Red worms.
Right. Would you be more likely to call them red worms or just worms?
You call them worms.
These things that you find in the water at sometimes on land, they have hard shells, and when you frighten them, they pull up in the shell.
Pardon?
All right. Now, are those on land or in water? Okay, you call them both. Both of them, right. What about these things that just they move along backwards, and they have a hard shell, and it's kind of like a fish?
A crab.
All right, they call them, you call them anything else a crab? That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What about something like a crab that you find in the ocean that they turn kind of pink when they're cooked?
Crayfish
different from a crab?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, a crab is, you know, it's just got these little arms and things out there. And a crayfish has got big antenna.
Now, the crayfish you don't find in the creeks around here. The things you might find in the creeks around here, you saw crab.
No, I mean, you call them crayfish.
All right. Okay. Now, these are things that are found in the ocean that are crab and something more king crab, but if you're just talking about the local variety, you probably call them crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is something like that, and they turn kind of pink though when they're cooked, and they make them french fries. Sometimes they french fry them, they fry them deep fat, and sometimes they're kind of they have them frozen sometimes.
Shrimp?
Yeah. Now, what do you call these things that fly around candles at night?
Moth.
Yeah, what's this one called?
Moth.
Right, and what are these things that fly around at night and light up?
Lightning bug.
And these are another kind of an insect that flies around in the country. And you see it has about that long. It has long, a very delicate body with long, slender wings.
Dragonfly?
Yeah. You ever call it anything else?
Hmm.
Things and stinging insects.
Wasp, bee, sweat bee, yellow jacket.
What does a sweat bee look like?
Well, it's just a little thing about that long, has a small body.
Bigger than a gnat.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger.
What are they? Are they black?
No, not really. They're kind of brownish.
Alright, what do you call these things that bother you a lot, sweat bees bother you a lot in the summer, but these other things,
mosquitoes?
Yeah. All right. Now, what do you, what's the difference to, what did you mention, name those, you mentioned hornets, did you just?
No, I didn't mention hornets.
What did you mention?
The wasp, bee, sweat bee, yellow jacket, of course there's a hornet, a dirt dauber, I think, the thing.
All right.
The bumblebees.
Did you ever see a yellow jacket nest?
Yeah, they're something like a wasp nest, I believe. All right.
What's the plural of wasp?
Wasp.
And what's the plural of nest?
Nest.
All right. What do you call these things that jump along in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
And little fish used for bait. Mammals. What does a spider weave?
A web.
Do you call it the same thing indoors or out?